Authentic needs belong to the soul. For example, you need to love and to be loved. You need to express your creativity, whether that is in raising a family or leading a country. You need to cultivate your spirit, to work consciously at aligning your personality with your soul. You need to be counseled with the impersonal wisdom of your non-physical teachers and the guidance of your non-physical guides. These are some of your authentic needs. Non-authentic needs belong to the personality. They are what you adopt in your physical life in order to maneuver the space you claim and walk in upon the earth. Artificial needs are the needs from which negative karma is incurred. As you reach to fulfill these needs without letting them go and bending and flowing, as you determine to have them satisfied or to use them, you can gain great negative karma. A non-authentic need is a barrier. Neither nations nor individuals need as much as they have. They are artificial barriers, and the purpose behind their formation is the accumulation of external power. The secondary gain, so to speak, behind the creation of artificial needs is artificial power. Look clearly, and you will see it everywhere. In marriages, in international relations, in every conflict. Authentic needs are the needs that are always met by the universe. The universe is that which supplies you with your authentic needs. For example, you are always being given opportunities to love and be loved. Yet, ask yourself how many times in your life you have squandered these opportunities. By learning to respond to your authentic needs, and by allowing your artificial ones to drop aside as unnecessary defense mechanisms, you become more open and understanding and compassionate with others. If you see clearly through your own authentic needs, you will see that what you are really feeling threatened by when you experience an artificial need is the loss of your power. Therefore, rather than being able to address it directly, you create an artificial need that does the speaking for you. Learn to address the real need so that you do not have to burden yourself with behavioral patterns that are not true to your own nature, that cloud you, that give you some artificial persona that you have to live up to. Begin by truly watching your own needs in action, where they are real and where they are not. And where they are not, expect to experience a negative emotion. Work on becoming one step detached from that feeling so that you are no longer blinded by it or unaware that you are feeling it. Become a step away so that you can let it begin to work its way through you without penetrating as deeply as it does in terms of creating action and negative thoughts and emotional withdrawals and all the other reactions it creates within you. Become one step detached from it, and every time that you are able to see it, you become more and more and more detached. You will begin to be able to see the illusion in motion, and that is part of authentic power.